This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Across America. And how about those Penguins? Yeah, we're starting on a sports note. The Penguins repeat as Stanley Cup champions. The reason I do that, listen, I know we have listeners in the Pittsburgh area. You're going to have to find alternative routes, or you're going to have to go to the parade. A parade in Pittsburgh. So too bad, so close for the Nashville Predators, but it didn't happen this time around. It was kind of weekends where there was a lot of conversation about the Comey testimony, politically speaking, the talking heads. But in the sports world, a couple of champions were crowned in a few different sports. And, of course, one of them in the blue-collar town of Pittsburgh, a 2-0 win against the Predators back-to-back. And that's rare. Hasn't happened in 20 years. So congratulations to the Pittsburgh Penguins. Meantime, as I mentioned, Comey, that was really pretty much the conversation when it comes to the Sunday Swirl. And you know what the Sunday Swirl is, right? If you've never heard this show, I'm going to give you the little quick guide. The Sunday Swirl is the talking heads on the tube that rip through what happened, politically speaking, that affected the nation. And what affected the nation, I think, is the fact that so many people were jumping into bars, stopping in hotel lobbies, really looking up to watch the Comey testimony. So there were a lot of people paying attention to it. Somebody cared. And was it much of a show, or was there anything there? Will anything ultimately happen as a result of that testimony? Remains to be seen, but I'm saying that I don't think they nail anything. They nail anything close to the administration based on what Comey had to say, because he didn't really serve up anything that was hardcore evidence enough, I think, to nail the administration. In fact, and of course this is the Republican point of view, the RNC chair said Comey exposed his questionable character. The fired FBI director's testimony revealed when he leaked the memos with the meetings with President Trump to his professor friend from Columbia, what Rona Romney McDonald is saying, of course, the niece of Mitt Romney, who is running the RNC, which he said was, it just shows that he would, take it this far, that he would take the reservations that he had with the President of the United States and the private conversations, that instead of it being protected under executive privilege, he took them to a friend to leak to the New York Times. Donald Trump tweeted out that he believes that the James Comey leaks will be far more prevalent than anyone thought possible. Then he put totally legal ? Very cowardly. And whether the RNC chair is saying it's lopsided, it certainly is, was the conversation anyway, once the testimony happened, and then what happened over the weekend was the tearing it apart. And there was the left point of view, the right point of view, and then the point of view in the middle where you just were questioning, okay, let's not even look at this through political eyes. Is there anything here that's going to lead to any kind of prosecutions? And where are the tapes? I mean, look, what would the tapes say? What would we hear on the tapes? And in the tapes, it's, are we going to see the tapes? So, I mean, that's it. Is there enough evidence to open any kind of a case here? Now, in the meantime, while that's going on, there's the question about firing the former FBI director, Robert Mueller, who has been heading the investigation into Russia crashing our elections. So the counsel for the president hasn't ruled out the possibility of firing. The reason for that is because he's was appointed the Russian meddling possibility in the 2016 elections and the possible ties to Trump, and because he serves at the pleasure, so to speak, of the president, although that seems it seems questionable that he would do that, it is possible that could happen. In fact, the attorney Jay Sekulow said it could happen, that his advisors would discuss the scenario if there was a basis on which to make that kind of decision. The president has the authority to take the action. Whether he would do it or not, ultimately, knows that's the president's decision whether that would happen. But it's interesting because we haven't had that brought up yet before, but all these questions about credibility with Comey, and then looking back to Mueller, which I think is a completely different situation. Who knows? Who knows if they would go to that extreme? And then from the left point of view, you have longtime New York Senator Chuck Schumer saying, screaming on the Sunday Swirl on CBS, that the tapes, if they're tapes, and they alluded to the fact that there might be tapes, then they should be public. They should be made public right away. If there aren't tapes, they should let that be known, and there's no more game playing. So the Senate Minority Leader, from the left point of view, made the comparison to the way he's discussing the possibility of tapes to the way he talked about releasing his tax returns. He said this is serious stuff, and the president seems to be taking it almost a little bit too lightly. It's sort of like the tax returns, you know, in the middle of the summer last year. He said he'd release them before the election. Then he said there's an audit. Then he said he was never going to release them. He ought to say what he means. So the left going hard after Trump and talking about this testimony and whether there are tapes to be had or not. When, in fact, when Schumer was asked what he thought about the House Speaker Paul Ryan's defense of the Prez, he said he is new at government and was perhaps unfamiliar with the protocols of handling those kinds of situations. Schumer said the fact that Trump asked for the room to be cleared before he spoke with Comey indicated that the conversation was not an inadvertent mistake, that he's the president of the United States, and they should know that he's got to step up to the plate, and he can't say that some of the things that he is saying and not be held accountable for them. So there you go. There's a couple of different points of view. Personally, no matter what, take the politics out of it, I think it's going to be really tough on this particular issue to go hard and heavy out of the White House or after the White House if you don't have the evidence. No evidence, it doesn't happen. You have to have hardcore evidence to make, you know, to be able to turn this over, and it certainly doesn't look like there's any of that, like I said, to be had. And oh, by the way, John McCain, oh, so sad to see John McCain and his questioning at that Comey hearing. Boy, he looks 190. The Maverick, looking a little worn out to me. I don't know what you think. Hang with us. More Odds and Ends next.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. You know that you feel the same as I do. Is a threefold new Sophian dream. You do something to me that I can't explain. Would I be out of line if I died?
Thanks for hanging with us here on Tonight. So at the beginning of the show, of course, we mixed in all the Comey stuff, the reaction from the left, the right, and it is the evidence. Listen, I think it's show me the evidence in anything. If you got the evidence, then you know, go for the jugular in any situation, right? But it seems like there's always the dancing around that part of it. Right? I mean, seriously, I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, or really somewhere in between. Ellen Ratner, the most liberal person that joins us on the show, she's even said that. I mean, if there is no evidence there, and she said she didn't think that as much as people were watching it, and it went on and on and on for 3 hours, and I'm still bouncing back to the Comey testimony, that there wasn't going to be any big, you know, big evidence. It didn't seem like there was any evidence coming out of it. And so if you don't have the evidence, I mean, we live in a world where innocent until proven guilty. So you got to have that if you're going to nail this case shut against the Prez or anybody in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue connected to it, you know, whatsoever. Hey, speaking of that, Melania Trump and son Barron actually moved into the White House. So there's been all of this conversation about when are they coming, when are they going to be there. School wrapped up. You know the song, School's Out for Summer? It's out. And the Trumps are now full in force at 1600. That's what happened. The youngest Trump child arrived. Boom. They spent their first night on Sunday, 5 months after the Prez was inaugurated. So it's a done thing here. They've moved in. And Melania Trump actually tweeted out, looking forward to the memories we'll make in our new home. Yeah. And that's where they were. So the family was accompanied by Melania Trump's parents, who've been living with their daughter and grandson in Trump Tower. And the parents are pretty familiar figures at Mar-a-Lago, which is, of course, the Florida compound in Palm Beach specifically. And now they'll probably be seen around the White House a lot more. They're not expected to move in full time like Michelle Obama's mother did, but they're expected that you'll probably see them pop up here and there. They'll be floating around occasionally, I guess, at the White House. So another thing that sometimes, which is interesting to do to me over the weekend, is to kind of take a survey of the land. Many of you listening to us are listening to us in New Orleans. You're listening to us in Sarasota, Florida. You're listening to us in New York City or Portland, Oregon, perhaps in Spokane, Washington, or Ottumwa, Iowa, or Palm Springs, California. And you still may actually read a paper. And if you read a paper, it doesn't necessarily have to be the kind of paper where you're running out in your jammies to pick it up and read your coffee over paper. You know, it could just be the fact that you're going to, you're reading by going online. And I think more and more that's what's happening. And newspapers that are smart are certainly savvy to that as they try to cling to any kind of readership that they can get. So what would some of the headlines look like? What do they look like as we kind of crisscross all over America? And the answer is most of the headlines deal with what happened in the Comey situation, what's going on with Jeff Sessions, who's getting ready to be grilled himself over Russia, the Trumps moving in officially, the rallies that were being held across the United States, different kinds of rallies, actually, one for gay pride, another bunch of rallies were held for different reason against Islamic law. And so there have been these never Sharia law protests. And coming out of Seattle, it's interesting. So lots and lots of demonstrations. Hundreds of people marched through streets in downtown Seattle, banging drums and cymbals and cowbells. There were large signs that said, "Seattle stands with our Muslim neighbors. No hate, no fear. Muslims are welcome here." That was a popular sign. And at the same time, there were others that were screaming the opposite of that, holding signs saying, "Ban Sharia, Sharia abuses women." About twice as many counter-protesters pretty much were on hand. So it was, once again, the us's and the them's. And the rallies were held in about two dozen cities, and they were organized by different groups. One was a group called Act for America, which claims Islamic law is incompatible with Western democracy. And then, of course, you had other people trying to drown it out and saying it's racist, it's wrong, and it's Sharia law should be allowed to flourish in the United States. And you know, they were relatively small bands of people, but nevertheless they were big enough that they caught some attention. I mean, could you really, I don't know, to me, would I ever have thought years ago, I'm thinking of being in New York City and being there for 9/11, would I ever think that we would see this, where we'd have these marches that would pit one group against the other group where we would be screaming about Sharia law. And here's the thing. If it's strictly Sharia law, I mean, you got to be kidding me. This is the United States of America, and here's where I really veer in a different direction. How could we possibly entertain the idea of Sharia law? I mean, look, the overwhelming majority of Muslims don't want to replace U.S. law with Islamic law. They don't want to replace it with Sharia law. Only radical extremist groups would want that. If you pay attention and you read what Sharia law is, are you kidding? We live in the United States of America. This does not cover our ideology. And I agree that there shouldn't be any banner waved in support of Sharia law. Read what happens in Sharia law to women and how women are treated. But even in general, not just women, just across the board, how brutal Sharia law is. It's ridiculous. I mean, if you look at the Quran, what does the Quran spell out? And this just does not jive. This does not intersect with what we have going on in the United States or what we want to happen. As much as I am an open-minded person and I'm for live and let live in many, many ways, I am certainly not for that for many, many good reasons. Can you imagine if Americans, expats, were living in a country and they demanded the Constitution? I think that it's only fair that we live by the Constitution here in China, because there's a bunch of us expats and we believe that that's the way to roll. Now, you could say, well, it's a ridiculous comparison because there's more Muslims in the United States, but American Muslims, or even if they're not American Muslims, you don't come to the United States and demand to change our laws so that it fits and bends to your religious points of view. No way, no how. Disruptive, dangerous, and downright despicable if we honored Sharia law. Not happening. No way, no how. No way, no how. You may disagree. If you do, you know what? Flip me an email. AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. Or you can jam on these digits, 855-266-2283, 855-266-KATE. And give me your reason. What are your reasons for thinking that it's okay to twist our laws in certain counties to bend for a group of people who would stone a woman just thinking she looked at a man, a married woman, in the wrong way? Give me a break. Summer's here. Are you feeling the heat yet? Yeah, we're going to change. We come back with the lighter fare on the flip side.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We're going to dive into it coming up with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. It is starting to get warm, isn't it? Man, I'm telling you, the heat has been turned on. Somebody threw the hot lamp on, I think, for most of us across the country. And if you don't have it yet, trust me, my friend, summer, it's coming your way soon. Let's go out to David in Kansas. Hi, David.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Well, no, just some of the stuff I'm listening to now. I don't know if I'm listening to maybe a tape delay or something, but they're talking about different things like Pledge of Allegiance, and they just said right before their last commercial break, they were talking about I forget who it was, but he was saying, like, you know, don't force me to obey your leader or whoever you call, you know, my ruler master thing. But I guess
let me stop you, David. I think you have the wrong show. So as much as we would love to entertain the conversation with you here in America Tonight, you were listening to something else. I wasn't talking about the Pledge of Allegiance. I was talking about Sharia law and how there were these protests about it, and really there was two sides of it. There were people that were holding signs that we should have Sharia law in the United States, and others that were saying that we shouldn't. And there is no middle of the road on this one for me. No, no, and no. Sharia law I'll say it again, does not jive with our laws. And as much as we're the United States of America, give us your poor, you're tired, you're hungry, you're everything else, we're not doing that. Sharia law would be a disaster for the United States. The conversation about it is ridiculous to me. And protesters colliding over this, I don't know. How are you supporting Sharia law where women are stoned to death in these countries for looking in the wrong direction when they're not even looking in the wrong direction? It's outrageous to me. It's outrageous to me that anybody would push for that. I mean, again, it's a faith thing. And the Washington Post printed a story called The Five Myths About Sharia Law. What are the five myths? And clearly, they don't know what they're talking about, because the myth number one, Sharia is Islamic law. And, you know, their example was that talk show host Mark Levin says we already have creeping Sharia law in this country. Sharia isn't law in the sense that we in the West understand it, is what they were trying to say in the Mythbusters. But I'm sorry, if you really look deep into Sharia, and putting the word law with it is exactly in the Middle East where some of this bubbles up, I mean, it's not good. It's look, you know, when you look at a legal system of what our legal system is based on, I say this again, you cannot cross-pollinate what you have in most Muslim-majority countries, because Sharia influences what they do. It shapes a ton of things. So why should we have that model? Why do we want that model? That's not our model. It's the this is the United States. And then the Washington Post says the myth is Sharia is anti-woman. It is anti-woman. I'm sorry. It is not pro. It is not pro-woman. And you can say, oh, contemporary scholars dispute the notion that this suggests women must obey men or that women are inferior. It does. There's no debating it. If you really dig, I've had these conversations with people who are steeped in the knowledge of Sharia law. So I'm not even going on first blush by my gut. I mean, I read something that the Post said where they said, Islam can fairly be described as feminist. Feminist? I don't think so. I think they're drinking some kind of Kool-Aid I never was served. I don't get it, right? So even like if you wanted to say, okay, well, Sharia law isn't really like in Iran, for example, that women can't run for president or go to a men's soccer match. That's really a human interpretation. It's their interpretation of Sharia law, and it's how they use it. And then the other one they talk about is Islam demands brutal punishments. And they talk about this and saying that, you know, they're killing innocents for all sorts of perceived transgressions. But then what the Washington Post is disputing is saying that, no, it forbids attacks on civilians, property, houses of worship, and even animals. I don't think so. Again, not if you're paying close attention. And then there's this other part, this other myth, and this was in the Washington Post. Sharia is about conquest. And they give the example of Newt Gingrich giving a speech saying stealth jihadis use political, cultural, societal, religious, intellectual tools. Violent jihadis use violence. They're seeking to impose the same end state, which is to replace Western civilization with the radical imposition of Sharia. The Washington Post says, no, that's not true. The Quran repeatedly commands Muslims to keep promises and uphold covenants. No, they're not upholding this covenant. I mean, I'll say this again. I'm very open-minded, but I'm not open-minded to this. I'm not. We live in the United States. We have a constitution. We could interpret the constitution. We can argue that some of what's in the constitution, should we change it? Does it work? Are we constitutionalists? How does the law interpret that? We have constitutional lawyers. We've had them on this show, whether they're defending the constitution or challenging it for someone or for some situation. But that is our law. And frankly, I think it holds up. And to mix in Sharia law is just flat out wrong. It's wrong. So protesting in favor of Sharia law is insanity to me. And I'll say it again. Right of right, left of left, somewhere in between, confused, don't want a label, sick of politics. I get the sick of politics, except for that. I think you have a responsibility to vote and to pay attention to what's happening in your backyard. Because why? If you have children, it affects your children's future, your grandchildren's future. It affects the people after us, no matter what, kids or not having kids. And it certainly affects your future, since none of us really know how long we're going to live. And if we just plowed through and let the idiots run the run what's happening with our laws, then we end up in a situation that we feared we would end up in. And you've heard me say this before. I'm not anti-Muslims. I'm not anti somebody honoring their religion, but I am and when it comes to changing the law. That's not right. And having ridiculous marches to push that issue is just a waste of everybody's breath. And speaking of breath, I didn't want to dive back into this, but we'll save the lighter fare for our next segment. I got a couple of emails here, one from Ed, one from Lil, and one from Jack, all kind of saying the same thing, that they're kind of iffy on the whole Comey deal. They don't know if there's really any hardcore evidence there. And what's up with Comey? Is he weak? Is he ridiculous? Does he have tapes? What does he have? Is there anything that will be turned over? Well, we don't know that. That's the thing. He alluded to it. Of course, that's the Washington illusion. You always allude, you hold your chip in the game, and you figure out when to drop it. And listen, he could put himself for obstruction of justice in a situation where he goes to jail or gets pinched. So I think he's kind of trying to dance around all of that and was trying to feel his way through it. 3 hours of that nonsense the other day? Cut to the chase. He did say big statements like, Trump demanded loyalty. Okay. You serve at the pleasure of the president, demanding loyalty. All right. Trump, Comey wrote in a statement to the committees, told him, I need loyalty. I expect loyalty. That's what he said during their first dinner in January. He said he went on to say he didn't move or speak or change his facial expression anyway during the silence that followed. And then he replied, you will always get honesty from me. And the president said, that's what I want, honest loyalty. Trump says he didn't say that to Comey. And then he says, this is what he said, Comey. He said, I hardly know the man. I'm not going to say I want you to pledge allegiance, Trump said. This is what Trump said, June 9th. Who would do that? Who would ask a man to pledge allegiance? So I don't know. What's going to come out of this? And I just know that all roads lead to the Russian ambassador, Sergei Kislyak. He's like the kiss of death for anyone that's been near him because it always goes back to that. What was said, what happened during the transition, what did Russia know, why was Kislyak in the vicinity of these people? There's pictures in the Post of it. Just saying. Comey said in his testimony he understood the president to be requesting that he drop the investigation into Michael Flynn, who, of course, had resigned the day before. But he says he did not understand Trump to be referring to the wider Russia investigation. So on the Russia play, that pretty much got booted from Comey. There wasn't anything there that he put out that was tying Trump to Russia. But that's just like a whole nother matter. I promise, lighter fare coming up next. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, though, you certainly can. We'll let you chuck it in. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the candy.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
America tonight, and as we do that, we go to the phones. Get a bunch of emails here too. Like I said, you can always flip me an email at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. Let's go to Frank in Louisiana. Frank, you're up. Hello.
Good evening to you.
Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I was going to say this whole thing about Comey. The whole thing is about this is an attempt by the left, the Democratic Party, and I'm a registered independent, to usurp the election, to abort the election of 60-plus million Americans in a certified constitutional election. That's just what this is about. And they have this thing that, this red herring they put up, which I knew, I said, that's totally erroneous. It's nothing but a lie. And this, it shows you the arrogance of how they to look at the 60-plus million of us who voted in a certified election and say, well, your vote doesn't count. And I think that the Maxine Waters and the Schumers, we ought to start calling for their impeachment immediately. And say,
well, I think, go ahead. I think Schumer has a big axe to grind, and he's been grinding it and just looking for something to stick his teeth in. And I agree with you that I put a lot of this on his lap.
Oh, absolutely. And just put the pressure on them and say all the crimes that were committed under the Obama administration, not the least of which was treason, and, you know, the IRS attacking us, and they got away with it and everything, and the IRS doesn't even follow the tax laws of this land. They're all a color of law fraud in the first place. And, you know, we got to start reading that Declaration of Independence to them, which is organic law, actually, and saying, you know, it says right here that you govern by consent of the governed.
Yep.
And it says we have a right, a duty to throw off such form of government. You know, for when in the course of human events it becomes necessary to dissolve the political bands and say, if you keep this stuff up, we're going to tell the IRS to take a hike. And you're not going to have all our money because we don't need you. And until we get revolutionary or counter-revolutionary to the bloody left, they ain't going to pay attention to you. They may not respect you. They may not like you, but they'll respect you when you start getting in their face.
Very true. Frank, a passionate caller, an independent, making some great sense. I totally agree with you. And this is what it is. It's this great push of the collapse right in the middle. And that's what he's describing. And, you know, it's interesting. I was looking at purposely, and that's why I always say left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. And the in-between is independent. It was interesting to see the reaction from a lot of different writers who clearly go in one direction or the other. And in reading the comments, you know, for example, you go to the New Republic, and Jeet here, who's actually been on the show before, says, in the long run, the position that Trump is ignorant doesn't really help the president. He concluded that you don't have to be a Trump supporter to accept the argument that Mr. Trump potentially obstructed justice out of sheer idiocy, is what he's saying. He said, however, he argues Trump's obsession with Flynn makes it clear that the president's errors weren't those of an ignorant innocent. Whoa! And then you go to something completely different, and this is what you get. So, like I said, from the left and from the right, different conclusions. Like this one that came from Mary Catherine Hamm, also someone who's been on the show before, from The Federalist, who said, the argument for his ignorance and his disregard for ethical lines is an unflattering one that doesn't exonerate him, but it's a plausible ease, different from the prevailing narrative, and it's supported by Comey's versions of the event. But she writes that the president was wrong to meet with him privately after the inauguration. He might be excused for this lapse, considering Comey set the precedent while Trump was still president-elect. And she says that she echoes Chris Christie's gloss on the situation when she writes that as a Washington newbie, more comfortable doing things the New York way, it makes some sense that he'd assume from Comey's behavior that they were going to have a more New York City relationship than Comey did. And I agree with that. I think that's part of the deal. That's exactly what is it. In Washington, they don't let you inside. They don't show you. They give you a narrative. They don't really show you what the inside is. Then you have David French in the National Review, who said, the idea that the Trump team colluded with Russia took a hit, but the claim that Trump abused his power in firing Comey got a boost. He said, while there are lots of questions remaining unanswered after Comey's nearly three-hour testimony to the Senate Intelligence Committee, two things became clearer. The likelihood of collusion was lessened, while the impropriety of Trump's firing of his FBI director was put into relief, and anonymous sources reporting He wrote, this is David French, nothing that's leaked-based is old news until it's confirmed through on-the-record testimony or proper investigative process. And see, that's the problem. It's like what I said, give us the hardcore. So what evidence are we talking about? What do you have to put on the table that is more than just opinion or he said, you know, what is it that can be used to prosecute? And I think there just isn't. I think there isn't anything there. But I do know this. All of what's happening here, all this testimony, I don't know the exact dollar figure. I'm trying to get that. But I know that we're paying for this. We're paying for all this cat and mouse nonsense. And we're going to continue to pay for it, whether it's the investigation, whatever it is. It's tax dollars. So you're sitting there listening in Louisiana, in Oregon, in Washington, in Illinois, in Indiana, in New Jersey, in California, wherever it is. I don't care. Wherever it is. Equally across the board. And just know that money that you pay, taxes, is going toward this. Is being thrown in this direction again and again and again and again and again. So show us something. Right? Show us something then. By the way, Senate Democrats are calling for Jeff Sessions' Russia testimony to be public. Because we know coming up into the week, it's not going to be about Comey, Comey, Comey. It's going to be about Sessions, Sessions, Sessions. So here we go. Just a day after Attorney General Jeff Sessions said he would testify this week before the Senate Intelligence Committee, the Democratic senators on Sunday pushed the panel to question him about the Trump campaign's ties to Russia in a public hearing instead of behind closed doors. So will it be closed? Will it be open? We don't know for sure. I checked before I jumped on the air, and my very good sources, who would know this because they get the plan since they're going to cover it, and others I know in Washington, they don't know right this second. They'll know tomorrow. The bottom line is, whether it's open or not, he's going to be questioned about any contact with Russian officials. That's what it's going to be. And also any kind of conversation with Comey, the fired FBI director. And really, I think what they want is the meeting. They want Sessions to go through what happened during and after the February 14th Oval Office meeting, where, according to Comey, President Trump pressured him to drop the FBI investigation into Michael Flynn. Sessions was there, so what does Sessions know about that? You think they're going to come up with anything good? I think they're probably not. But I guarantee a lot of people are going to be watching. Hey, thanks to you, and everyone else for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.